legal means to compel the EC to rescind its decision to disqualify the party from participating in the 2012 elections. Speaking to Ibrahim Kwatin on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Decision Time, the communications director of the party, Dr. Hilarious Abiu, said, contrary to the EC's claim that the NDP failed to meet its demands, the party left no gaps in the filing of the nomination form.
Of course, there are so many options that are available that we need to consider.
Tell us some of the options.
Of course, going to court may be one of the options. These nomination forms that we are dealing with, which is in contention at the moment, requires that at least in each district, requires that in each district you get at least two persons who are registered voters.
Were you able to get that now?
The point is this.
Doc, were you able to get
that? I'm saying that the point is this. As we speak right now, there's no gazetted voters register for the 2012 elections. We have done our biometric registration, but there's no gazetted registered voter where even if you go and pick somebody with a voter's ID that you are going to use that person as a guarantee for filing that form, you have no way of cross-checking whether indeed that person qualifies to be a registered voter.
Doctor, are you trying to resort to legalities and
technicalities? No, that is the truth. Indeed, you would have noticed that a number of by-elections were cancelled by the courts because there's no substantive electoral register. And the same electoral commission is the one that is asking us now to use registered voters in the filling of this nomination form. So even from a technical point of view, you are creating difficulties even for the parties to be able to complete that form, you know, conveniently.
But others were able to meet that.
But I am saying that even that one is contentious. How are they able to tell that the persons they have used, you know, to fill those forms are duly registered with the electoral commission? Because the only way of verifying that information is when you have a gazetted voters register for the 2012 elections.
Also on Decision Time, a member of the NDC communication team, Achina Bretu, was full of praise for President Mahama for his insightful delivery at the IEA evening encounter yesterday.
We've known the president for a while now. As a private person, he's a well-known communicator, well-educated. So to that extent, I wasn't surprised at all. What is interesting also to add is that since he assumed the reins of governance, you see a man who is committed to work. We saw this brought to bear during the transition period, the extent to which they organized themselves to make sure that as a country we united in moments of grief. We saw how he positioned his priority when it came to nominating and appointing a vice president. He wanted to focus on the economy, and so he got an economist. We saw him at the UN General Assembly, the extent to which he spoke to issues of Africa. And then we have seen him at the IEA. So his competence, his experience, and his goodwill nature for this country has never been faulted.
You heard Achina bring to you a member of the NDC communication team.